might be young. Wasn't born yesterday. I know all about her. It's all over your face. Did you think I was blind? Well, opinions are free. Honey, I can see more than what's right in front of me. I've got eyes in the back of my heart. I've been watching you tear my dreams apart. I knew from the very first day I could see the games you play. I've got eyes in the back of my heart. You think the world revolves all around you. That's why you walk on hearts the way you do. Like me, she's gonna find she'll never be enough. 'Cause men like you know nothing but love.
That was Carrie Romero and Eyes in the Back of My Heart. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your cowboy casanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one, the only, Carrie Romero. Hey, Carrie, how are you today?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks, Carrie, and or even more so because I get to talk to you today, so I definitely cannot complain. And we just heard this great song of yours, Eyes in the Back of My Heart. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
Yeah, so I had met up with Kurt Ryle in Clarksville, Tennessee, and we had started to do a songwriting session. Now, I've done little snippet writing things growing up in high school and everything, but never done actual songwriting. So this was actually the first song that we wrote together. We were just kind of brainstorming back and forth ideas and concepts. And we were talking about one of my best friends who had just gone through a really bad relationship. And he was a narcissist and basically played games and did all sorts of stuff to her throughout the whole relationship. But she knew it right from the beginning. And so it just, as we were talking through kind of what happened to her, in a span of 30 minutes, the entire song was written. And it was just amazing. It was one line right after the other. Kurt and I were just feeding back and forth the whole time. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's amazing. And I have to ask, and I know this is a question that gets asked, you know, in many music interviews, regardless of the genre, but when it comes to you and the songwriting process, would you say it's the music that comes first or is it the lyrics that come first?
It kind of goes hand in hand. So the way Kurt and I write together, it's We start coming up with the titles and then get like the first line and then start coming up with the melody as we go along. So once you kind of have it, it's working hand in hand. But it just kind of flows together. And then you may start out with a melody one way. And then by the time the song is done, it's like, nope, let's change it. And let's add this chord or this little modulation in there. It's so much fun. It's unreal.
Well, I love there's that chemistry there for sure. Because of course, when you have a co-songwriter, of course, there has to be that chemistry there to be able to bring out a great song like Eyes in the Back of My Heart. Now, when it comes to now a full-length EP or album, Carrie, will we be seeing that from you this year? Or are you going to be carrying on the single-by-single basis?
Absolutely. So Kurt and I actually did the full album in April of 23. I've only released a couple of the songs from it, the two right now. I have planned maybe one more and then I'll release the full album.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then that's definitely something to look forward to indeed. And what inspired you to be a country music artist?
I love country music. It's always been kind of like my go-to genre. I love the fact that country music tells a story. It's not just notes or words. There's a story behind every song, whether it is a love story, a losing someone story, falling in love, like there's always a story behind it. And that's that I love. And then of course you bring in the musicality of the different instrumentation that comes through it. And when everything comes together, it's peaceful for me. Music is my stress relief. It's my go-to for everything.
And I love that, you know, so you're definitely in the game for the right reasons, as they say. And you mentioned about the fact of it being almost like a calming and relaxing presence for you, which is a great segue into my next question, because what is your favorite way to unwind after a long day?
It's either music or baking. I do a lot of catering and baking stuff as well. I bake cakes. My husband and I love to travel. So whether it's traveling and just being on the road, or taking my hands, arms first, deep into a big old bowl of masa, making tamales. So it just really depends on the day and kind of what's going on. And if I have all the ingredients at home already, as to kind of what method of stress relief I use. But 9 times out of 10, even in the baking, there's music involved as well.
Fantastic. Yes, because I have had the chance, you know, to kind of take a peek, you know, and come to your social media and stuff, and it seems like you're quite the accomplished cook, and indeed. And you know, you mentioned tamales, of course, and such. And other than that, what's your favorite thing to cook when you have the extra time? Because I know you're a very busy woman.
I love baking cakes. Getting my hands in there. So like all my recipes, everything I do, everything's from scratch. In regards to like savory thing, I actually just tried it out for the first time during like Christmas, January time. I made Gordon Ramsay's beef Wellington. Wow. So that was a lot of fun. It was a challenge, but definitely for those that like to cook and want something that's a challenge, that. I've done sesame beef, so like a little Chinese dish. Of course, my family's Italian, love Italian food. So fresh pasta, which is what I have all the yolks in there from this recent cake thing, to make some fresh pasta. So,
well, definitely a woman after my own heart. So I definitely love to hear that you're making fresh pasta. That's fantastic. And I love the fact, of course, you know, you're Italian. Speaking of your Italian heritage, have you had the chance to visit Italy at all?
No, I want to. That is my dream. I cannot wait for that. That would be like the best thing of all. So it's going to come. There is no doubt about it. I will definitely get my way out there.
It's definitely not a question of if, but a question of when.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to having you over here indeed. And speaking of traveling, Carrie, if you could go on a road trip with any celebrity at all, who would it be?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, musical inspirations always been like Jody Messina, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, obviously getting into like Emmylou Harris, which she's just a whole nother level. Patti Loveless, musicality wise, just like any of the 90s, that's what I grew up on a lot of. So anybody like that, of course, you've got the queen bee herself, Miss Reba. But I don't know, that's a tough one.
Well, I mean, you've already brought down some great names.
Yeah. Just for musician wise, those would be kind of like my go-to people. And of course, anybody that's in our label that we use with Clarksville Creative Sound, I mean, taking a road trip with them, we've got some big personalities there and just so much fun to hang out with all of them.
Oh, yes, definitely a wonderful, wonderful group indeed. And speaking of queen bees, as I'm sure you probably have seen recently in the news, something that's created a little bit of a stir is the fact that Beyoncé has now come up with a country music album. Now, my question is, have you had the chance to check it out? And if so, what did you make of it?
I've heard a part of the song. I'm not a fan. I like more of the traditional country side of it. I mean, everyone's going to try something, and maybe this is just the way for her to try and experience a different side of the music industry. Not saying that it's horrible or anything, it's just not my style.
Very diplomatic as always. Definitely appreciate you for tackling that way in a very diplomatic fashion, Carrie. Thank you so much for that. And here's a question that I often ask myself, and you know, maybe someday, if you had $1 million, what would you spend it on?
I would go for like my family, doing something like my family and like the people that really helped me get here, like my best friends that have been my support, my biggest support system, doing something special for them to like give back to them for everything they've done to help me through this whole transition of going into the music business, as well as just being there as my biggest support. So.
Well, see, you have the heart of a true Italian right there. The fact that you mentioned family, I'm like, she's a true Italian. So there you go.
50%, yes.
I love that. And when it, you know, you mentioned the fact that, of course, you're recording your full album last year. Now, when it comes to this year, 2024, what would you say are the goals that you've set yourself and the objectives that you'd like to see realized by the time the year is over?
Well, I definitely, I've already done another songwriting session. So we did that here just a couple weeks ago. So did that, obviously get that recorded and get that going on and just keep going, keep writing and keep pushing on. I mean, I want to take this as far as I can. And just if one person is impacted by a song that I've written, whether it's I've written it or I'm just singing it, that's a blessing to me. Just as long as someone can be impacted by it, I'm good.
And I'm definitely sure you will definitely impact many a person with your great songs indeed. And for those who want to find out more about you and your music, Carrie, where can we send these folks to?
Yeah, on my Facebook, I also have all my stuff posted there. You can find out about any of the Clarksville Creative Sound artists under the Facebook page with Clarksville Creative Sound, where the music happens or where the magic happens. I also have a website. I'll post that another time today on my website so that people can see that, and I'll send you the link as well. I have a YouTube channel. So you can search under YouTube. It's under Carrie Rose Romero. But yeah, those are kind of my go-to spots. So Facebook, my website, and the YouTube.
Fantastic. Well, folks, you definitely know where to go for, of course, more Carrie Romero goodness. And speaking of Carrie Romero goodness, Carrie, we're going to be seeing you out here with another great song of yours, which will be I Walk on Faith. Now, when it comes to this song, what is the genesis behind this one?
So kind of the same thing. It was from that first songwriting session. Only on this day, we had John Castleberry join us for writing. And kind of similar, just kind of talking back and forth and how I grew up and how my mom was always like, find this person. This is what you're looking for. You're praying about it and just seeing. I'm like, well, I want someone who's going to build me up. I don't want anybody that's going to tear me down and try to break my spirit. And so same thing, that just that whole camaraderie between John, Kurt, and I, and we just line after line after line after line. It was amazing working with those gentlemen.
Well, the result was definitely fabulous. Well, folks, we're going to go into this great song. This will be Carrie Romero and I Walk on Faith. Carrie, I wanted to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Nick.
Oh, well, the pleasure was certainly ours. One more people, you heard it from Carrie Romero. Be sure to check her out if you have to do so. She is definitely worth your time. Here's the great song of hers. This will be I Walk on Faith. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
You take what you take.